You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. On Monday mornings, you can call the program at 564-1290, 564-1290. When we rebroadcast Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com for program information and to search MLS listings in Santa Barbara and throughout California. Marta Bortner, Caltrans Public Information Officer's today's guest. I, Mark Schneidman, and my client's realtor. Also on the web at RadioRealEstate.com. Search MLS listings in Santa Barbara or San Diego to Northern California. See past guests and view sponsors and some dollar promotions, RadioRealEstate.com. We want to talk about the widening of the 101. Caltrans is technically called the Department of Transportation. What were they called prior to being called the Department of Transportation? I don't know what's going on with these open house signs, but we have to negotiate something, Marta. I want to be able to put up some open house signs on Cliff Drive. And we'd have to change the whole rule for all of California. You couldn't just make an exception for Santa Barbara, could you?
No, unfortunately, advertising signs of any kind are forbidden by law within the state highway right-of-way. So it's you'd have to actually change code to allow that to happen. We're not picking on real estate professionals. It's any advertising. It could be a sandwich board saying we've got pastrami on rye on special today. It doesn't really matter what it is.
I think we need to change the code then. We need an exception for real estate signs. People need to find their way to their open houses. And then the Caltrans, they pick them up and they send them to sign jail. And there's a little cordoned off area, and it's not locked. It's the honor system, or what do you call a jail when it's low security? You can just drive up there and minimum security, sign jail, and you can drive up to Caltrans and pick up your signs. I've been out there, and I've tried to help other agents and throw some of their signs in the car and have them come get it. Marta is a public information officer with Caltrans. Name, officially called the Department of Transportation. What were they called prior to then? We have a caller who wasn't calling in on that, but he has a question for Marta. Good morning, Stan.
Yeah, Marta.
Yeah.
Here's an area that is probably not well understood even by people in real estate, but assume that 87
years old... Wait, is that a slight at me?
No. Not unless you want to take it as a slight. No problem. The value of trees, the value of mature trees, such as an 87-year-old Monterey pine, Canary Island pine, that had to be part of a take. Now, that goes back to Mark's opening conversation with Ed.
Stan, that's a good point. Let me ask you something, Marta. If that happened today, because we've had arborists on, and we've talked about the value of the trees, and when you're selling property, would someone be able to tell you that you're taking down a tree that has a certain dollar value?
Well, it's certainly something that has to be analyzed in the appraisal process. It really depends on how much value that tree adds to that piece of property. And that's really what it comes down to. If taking down that tree greatly diminishes the value of that property, then that tree would be assessed that type of value. But, you know, there are ornamental trees and other different types of situations that can get it a little complex. And that's why through the appraisal process, the appraiser has to look at that and make a determination of value.
Good point. Good call, Stan.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tell us, Marta, what's happening with the Milpas to Hot Springs. I guess that's heading south, Milpas to Hot Springs. There's going to be an auxiliary lane, and then coming north for a period, there's going to a portion of the highway, there's going to be an auxiliary lane. When and where, and what is an auxiliary lane?
All right. Well, there's a whole host of improvements, and I'll go through a series of them, some of the highlights. What this project is going to do is add a third southbound lane on Highway 101 between Milpas Street and Cabrillo Boulevard, which is also Hot Springs. They'll replace the bridge on southbound 101 at Milpas Street. Now, the auxiliary lanes are going to be in the northbound direction from Cabrillo.
They'll replace the bridge that goes over Milpas right at the roundabout.
It's over the southbound side, not the northbound side, so it's a little closer to the ocean than the roundabout.
Oh, because, yeah, there are two separate bridges, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're replacing the one that's further from the roundabout of the two bridges. There's going to be a northbound auxiliary lane from Cabrillo Boulevard on-ramp to the Salinas Street off-ramp.
So
and what an auxiliary lane does is it connects the on-ramp to the off-ramp. You have some in your area. The one I can think of off the top of my head is at Los Carneros up in the Goleta area, where the on-ramp is connected to the next off-ramp. So what you do is you have a lot of area to merge on and off the freeway instead of these real short on-ramps.
Yeah, I'm thinking southbound also when you get on at Fairview, you could exit Patterson. And also when you get on right down here at Garden Street, right?
Yeah, the Garden one I'm having a hard time picturing, but the Fairview one I can picture in my head. I have too many miles that I keep track of in my head.
So it's,
yeah, that's what it is, and it just allows for more opportunity to do merging, getting up to speed, decelerating if you're exiting the freeway at that location. So it's an operational and safety improvement.
So northbound, we go from the Hot Springs Cabrillo only to Salinas, not all the way to Milpas, so that means you don't have to rebuild that bridge.
Right, and then Salinas Street to Milpas also, but not through the Salinas Street interchange. Does that make sense? One to Salinas, then Salinas to Milpas. So there's two separate auxiliary lanes. Because sometimes you can have an auxiliary lane where a ramp can get off in the middle of the auxiliary lane.
Uh-huh.
But in this particular case, you're going to have one from the Cabrillo to Salinas and then Salinas to Milpas. So there'll be two separate ones, but they're kind of one right after the other.
Oh, going northbound.
Northbound.
I see. But it ends at Milpas, so then you don't need to continue over on the bridge.
Right.
Marta, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.